What are common kinds of family businesses? The success of family-operated businesses is heavily contingent on how effectively the respective family unit is able to work in tandem with one another. As such, many family businesses are founded around particular skills which are commonly passed between family members. Examples can be found in bakeries and restaurants, in which cooking techniques and recipes are typically taught from generation to generation. This ensures that when a change in management is due, the succeeding child is already fully equipped with the range of skills and knowledge necessary for the job. What are the advantages of working in a family business? There are a number of advantages inherent to family-owned businesses which are not to be found in their standard counterparts. For instance, as members of the same family, the staff of family businesses may demonstrate a greater commitment to their work in the interest of their own family's prosperity and to establish an enduring family enterprise. Moreover, workers of the same family are more likely to possess a fiercer loyalty to the business than if they were not related. From an economic standpoint, labor costs within a family business can be lower, as family members might be willing to endure lower wages during times of hardship. All in all, for small businesses, it can be very practical to adopt a family-orientated model. What are some reasons why people might not like to work in a family business? Although there are many positives associated with working in a family business, some people may not be attracted by the prospect. Particularly amongst the younger generations, the desire to pursue one's own independence is noticeably strong. A young person might see being tied to the enterprises of their family as potentially frustrating their aspirations for self-sufficiency. What's more is that disagreements within the family can easily carry over into the business itself, thus creating an undesirable and toxic work environment. This in mind, it is important for one to consider their own goals and ambitions carefully in deciding whether to become part of their own family business or if seeking employment elsewhere might be more appropriate. What are the advantages of working for a large company? Though to some, the idea of joining a large company might well seem daunting, there is a plethora of advantages to be found in working within such business models. Larger companies generally have at their disposal a greater wealth of resources than their smaller-scale counterparts. Accordingly, large companies are able to offer training programs and career development opportunities that would be beyond the scope of a family-owned operation. In line with this, these businesses have the capacity for higher wages and might even offer perks such as health and dental insurance. In many situations, it is well worth seeking employment with one of these large companies. What are some reasons why it is better not to stay too long with one company? For many workers, it may actually be to their benefit to seek employment elsewhere after working with a single company for a while. Employees working too long in a single role will find it difficult to diversify their respective skill sets, and will thusly encounter problems if ever made redundant and forced to find a new position. Even if they enjoy a high degree of job security, one is more than likely to become complacent in working for the same company for a long time. In this regard, they run the risk of losing passion for their work, and subsequently feeling unfulfilled in their life. For a number of reasons, both practical and personal, it behooves one to pursue a variety of career opportunities. Is working in a large company too impersonal? Large companies employ a great number of people, and the responsibilities of each employee are often fixed. In addition, companies have very regular training and work patterns. As a result, employees are like machines on an assembly line that can easily be replaced by their boss. On top of this, managers and bosses of such companies will often have an overwhelming number of people working subordinate to them, making it hard to provide guidance to their individual team members. Subsequently, working in a large company can often feel directionless and impersonal.